Dean Richards now with entertainment news, and a lot of folks are going to be looking to see the movie Conclave now. Dean, can it still be easily found someplace?
Yeah, very definitely. If if you don't know this movie, it was nominated for a bunch of Academy Awards earlier this year. It was up for Best Picture. It won for Best Adapted Screenplay. And for my money, it was one of the best movies of 2024. It's the story of the choosing of a new pope following the death of the Holy Father. And it stars Ralph Fiennes. It stars Stanley Tucci, John Lithgow, Isabella Rossellini. It's a fictionalized story of what goes on behind the closed doors, something that we've never seen before, what leads to the white smoke that signifies that a new pope has been chosen. The movie is Conclave. Here is just a little snippet of what the movie is about.
The pope is dead.
The throne is vacant.
What happened?
They say a heart attack.
You know how rumor spreads and 1.25 billion souls watching.
Well gotten, O Lawrence.
It seems the responsibility for the conclave falls upon you.
The supervision of this election
is a duty I never thought I'd have to perform.
They are sequestered, and they must be shielded from all news that may influence their judgment. You understand?
You look anxious.
Everything under control.
How has this been kept a secret for so long?
We'll never find a candidate who doesn't have any kind of black mark against them.
Although we sisters are supposed to be invisible, God has nevertheless given us eyes and ears.
This is a conclave, Aldo. It's not a war.
It is a war. And you have to commit to a side.
There is one sin which I have come to fear above all others. Certainty. If there was only certainty and no doubt, there would be no mystery. And therefore no need for faith.
Now, this is just a really powerful movie about the posturing, the politicking amongst the cardinals that goes on, the mudslinging. I mean, it's like a political campaign. The scandals that come up, the choosing of a new pope, all in the movie that's called Conclave. It is available for streaming. It's on Peacock right now. It's on Apple TV Plus, and it's on Amazon Prime. They are charging like a $5 to $10 rental fee for it right now, on top of what you pay for the streaming service. I imagine it's going to be on Netflix or one of the other streaming services without an additional fee sometime soon. But for right now, you can see it at home. It's going to cost you $5 or $10 to see it. But man, is it worth it. It's such a good movie. And the poignancy of this now, when the cardinals go behind closed doors and they're sequestered in there for however long it takes, this is the closest look to what may be going on behind those closed doors than we have ever seen before.
Such a beautiful looking movie, too, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
And I have a feeling that will be number one. Did people go to see Sinners over the weekend?
They did, yeah. Complete opposite kind of movie. It's very, rated R. It's violent. It's naughty. It's just everything. But an amazing movie. Beautiful to look at. Beautifully acted. A history of the Mississippi Delta blues, but also a really riveting vampire movie, and it turned out to be the number one movie at the box office. It unseated the Minecraft movie, which had been number one for a couple of weeks. It took in $45 million Sinners did for its opening weekend. Rave reviews across the board. Everybody has absolutely been loving it. After Sinners, Minecraft movie moved down to the number two spot. King of Kings, The Amateur, and Warfare round out the top five.
And Dean has a celebrity romance to report on this morning.
Yeah, this is all the the hot stories and some of the celebrity sites that Billy Ray Cyrus and Elizabeth Hurley were spotted over the Easter weekend, kissing and hugging, and so that's all the talk on the celebrity sites right now. They haven't formally announced a romance, but picture says a thousand words. Elizabeth Hurley's son, Damien, did post on his social media, celebrate, and he put a whole bunch of heart emojis in the comments. So apparently it's being well received by him today.
Apparently.
Stop the presses.
This is kind of sad to report about Colin Farrell's son. Yeah. What happened here?
Well, Colin Farrell's got two kids. He's got a 21-year-old son who has had developmental disabilities ever since he was born. He was diagnosed with something called Angelman syndrome, which is a very rare neurodevelopmental condition that causes developmental delays and intellectual disabilities, speech and movement impairments. Colin Farrell and his former partner, model Kim Bordenave, have been, taking care of their son for these 21 years now. And they made a decision to put him in a long-term care facility now. They say that they're doing it so he has proper care 24 hours a day, but also in case anything happens to either or both of them, that he will be cared for the rest of his life, as opposed to being at home, where if something happened to them, he would become a ward of the state. So they're saying that they're, thinking long-term care for this young man. They can visit as often as they want. They can take him out as much as they want, and do activities and do things with him. But his permanent residence now would become this long-term care facility. I can't imagine what a difficult decision that must be for Colin Farrell and his former partner to make a decision like that. But they feel like this is in his best interest.
Very tough. Finally, good news for Ringo's son. He's back with the Who, isn't he?
Yeah, he was fired last week, according to reports. Roger Daltrey had issued a statement saying, this is last week, that they were unhappy with his performance, talking about Zach Starkey, who is Ringo Starr's son, that they were unhappy with his performance. And over the weekend, everything changed. Daltrey posted a message on social media saying he was not fired, that he was not being asked to leave the band, that there were some communications issues that needed to be dealt with, and they have. And everybody is, happy and good friends, and they won't be fooled again.
Peace and love. That's all.
That's right. That's
for everybody.
Where's our Ringo Starr drop in when we need it?
Oh, man. Yeah, I had heard actually that the miscommunication had to do with a sound problem, and maybe the issue was not with the drummer, Zach Starkey, but with the whoever was on the soundboard for a concert.
Yes. So
that'll be the next firing.
Peace anyway, and peace and love, peace and love.
Thank you. I knew we were going to get it someplace in there.
Now we can officially close up
now,
the entertainment
now segment. It is done.
Thanks, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Right. Bye.